A natural med isn't just a substance you take. It is a lifestyle that one lives to amplify their health. We don't always choose how long we will be on this planet, but we can take action on the quality of life that we wish to enjoy.
The Natural Med Podcast interviews different professionals and experts who look at improving the quality of health so they can live a more fulfilling life. Whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, we discover the secrets to their own journey and the small steps individuals can take on a daily basis to improve the quality of their life. Come with me as we travel, research, and discover how we can make incremental changes on a daily basis to live a more fulfilled and balanced life.
Hey there, folks. We are back with the Natural Med Podcast, and I am super excited about our guest today. I've been really looking forward to this. This is my boy, Jake Mays from Unicus Athletics, and he is amazing. He's just has a wealth of information, and I'll let him tell you all about it. So,
yeah, Jake, welcome, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Well.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself real quick before we get into the main questions? I just want you to introduce yourself and kind of let the guys know what you do. Yeah. Wow, I'm fumbling all over the place.
The listeners, yeah, the listeners.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Our fans, the fans. Nathan fans.
I don't have any.
Yeah, so I'm Jake Mays. I coach at Unicus Athletics here in Argyle, and I recently got my master's degree in exercise science. I'm a certified nutritionist through Precision Nutrition. I'm a certified strength conditioning specialist through the National Strength Conditioning Association, and I actually got my undergrad through UNT, so I've been up here in Denton now for a while.
Wow. Oh, nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
But I do functional fitness coaching for weight loss clients, performance, people looking for performance benefits, and I do nutrition coaching as well for weight loss and performance as well. Sorry.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That is awesome, especially since when we first met, I just thought you were a customer who was buying CBD. And I got introduced more to you as I started doing events that you invited me to and doing product tables and things like that. But then I started following your Facebook page, and I was really blown away at how much you actually know and how much you actually put into practice. So that's going to lead me to my first question, which is, what piqued your interest about pursuing nutrition?
So I think the biggest thing that piqued my interest for nutrition especially was, training is 1 hour usually out of your whole day, where the other 23 is going to be that base of nutrition. So, you can work out really hard for that hour and do a lot of good work, but if you go home and you don't stick to a lifestyle for the other 23 hours a day, I'm not going to say to negate the hour that you that you put in, because there are some physiological effects that happen even still. But I would love to help people live a healthier lifestyle forever and not just make a difference for the 1 hour of their day, but try to make a difference for the other 23. Or some people that I've never actually met. I've met through Instagram or through Facebook or whatever, and I want to help change their lives for the 24 hours a day, not just the, I don't even work with them for an hour.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So like from what you've seen with your clients and everything, what are a few things, like common mistakes that your clients make when, you're dealing with, you have 1 hour in the gym and then those 23 hours, what are some common mistakes that they make?
I would say the biggest one, and for anyone listening, I've done it, I know anyone listening has done it, is too much too soon. And what I mean by that is everyone thinks health and wellness or nutrition, it is a lifestyle, but they think that means I've got to change my lifestyle today, when really you need to take one step forward. Yeah. You take that one step forward. Once that becomes easy, you take another step forward, and then it becomes a lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle today because you decided it was a lifestyle today. Some people are really good about that. Some people have really good willpower and determination. I would say the vast majority of people probably don't, and that's okay. I have weaknesses for things just like everybody else does. I'm not perfect. No one in here is perfect.
Right.
But if you take one step forward, another step forward, another step forward, eventually you'll find yourself having a really healthy lifestyle. You're losing weight. You look good, feel good, and you don't even really remember how it happened. Now, when you try to switch to chicken and rice and vegetables for every meal in the same day, nobody sticks to that.
Yeah.
Everyone just gets
that
really...
That sounds really hard and boring.
It sounds really appetizing, though.
Everybody just gets really unhappy, and then you get hangry because you're not eating enough. And then what do? You binge eat. You go to Cane's, and you get the biggest meal they have, or Whataburger, and you get the biggest burger you can eat. And then you negate all the chicken and rice that you just ate, because now your calorie total for the day is 2,000 calories higher than you intended it to be. So I was talking with somebody earlier today who is struggling with weight loss a little bit. I was like, okay, so let's talk about your lifestyle a little bit. Well, he really enjoys soda. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so how many sodas are you drinking a day? Okay, let's take one off. So whatever that is. So if you drink 6 sodas a day or 5 or whatever it is, take one away. Let's do that for a week. Okay, it didn't feel so bad, right? All right, so let's try to take 2 or 3 away and then replace it with maybe a zero-calorie drink, something that's a little sweet so you can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have any calories in it, so we're not adding to our total for the day. And before you know it, if you take away those 6 sodas, you're down almost 1,000 calories for your day.
Yeah.
Then you start losing weight, you start feeling a little bit better.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be something all at once where you change your whole life. I would say that rarely happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be a gradual process over weeks, months, years to really have a good, healthy lifestyle.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like that because you're kind of... adjusting your lifestyle, because it is a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people get on these fad diets and they wipe out their pantry, go to Whole Foods, you know.
Right.
So I've been there trying to get healthy and everything.
Oh,
and
we've all been there.
You
Absolutely.
Just have to incorporate, you know, just daily lifestyle changes and everything. And that's what's going to make you healthy long term.
Well, and that's what this should be, right? If you're going to work out, you're going to dial in your nutrition. Needs to be something you could sustain forever. And that's different for everybody. Like some people really love the keto diet or veganism or whatever it is. I would never endorse any one diet. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say, what can you stick to? What do you feel good doing? And then from there, some other factors do matter, like blood work. And so if you have poor blood work because of the diet, even if you like it, maybe we do need to change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, we gotta find something you like and something you can stick to.
Yeah.
First thing.
So you don't necessarily like one diet over the other or one, like what's your, what are some things you kind of go to for like, is there something that everybody should incorporate in their diet or is just everybody is completely different? You kind of have to see those calories and macros and everything.
So first and foremost, calories in, calories out is the base, right? And so if you look at nutrition as a pyramid, you have the bottom there is calories. Mm-hmm. So if you eat more than you burn, you're going to gain weight.
Right.
If you eat less than you burn, you're going to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And that's a fundamental fact across every single person. I know some people think like, oh, my metabolism's broken. Yeah, I'm not eating more than I'm burning. There's a lot that goes into how many calories you absorb. There's a lot that goes into how many calories you burn during the day just moving around. So sometimes people think like, I can't gain weight. Mm-hmm. Like, well, you can. You have to eat a lot, maybe more than you want to. And it's kind of the same thing with losing weight too. And then from there, I do macro counting. So I count my protein, carbs, and fat. And then that gives me a calorie total for the day. Every gram of protein has 4 calories. Every gram of carbs has 4 calories. And then every gram of fat has 9 calories. So you can kind of multiply that and add it all together for a calorie total. That's the one I personally like because I still compete in CrossFit. And so it helps me be sure that I'm fueled and that I'm also eating enough protein to help my muscle tissue recover between sessions. So I personally like that one the most because I eat a lot of protein, carbs, and fat. Mm-hmm. I think for some people, macro counting is a lot, especially like we just talked about with like the step-by-step. Mm-hmm. I think the first step is going to be something kind of like what I already said. We're like, okay, so do you eat, how much do you eat during the day? Okay. So why don't we, instead of having your rice take up the whole plate, why don't we, you know, take up a quarter of the plate?
You know, okay. So baby steps.
Baby steps, right. So then they get good at that. I ask them, okay, have you ever counted calories before? Okay. So let's give you a calorie total to hit. And I would say unanimously across the board, people should look at their protein intake. Mm-hmm. I actually made a post about that today. That was what my daily post was about. So I think you should look at protein first, because protein has a lot of great physiological benefits. Mm-hmm. And then from there, if you're on a weight loss diet, I definitely think vegetables are very important, mm-hmm. Because of the food volume. So it'll help you feel mm-hmm. fuller.
And the fiber and everything.
Yeah, it'll help you feel fuller, and you won't necessarily be eating a ton of calories from it. And then from there, you look at your carbs and fat. For performance, it's going to be different as far as eating enough carbohydrates to fuel performance. But from a weight loss perspective, which is what most people care about, that's going to be the hierarchy of food for sure.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you kind of go with an individual's diet and meal preferences, mm-hmm. kind of like what they're... So what if you have you ever had somebody that's like, I'm allergic to vegetables. I can't eat them. I like the processed food. Like, how do you get them out of that mental... But they're wanting help, you know, to lose weight. But they're like, oh, vegetables.
So you can lose weight perfectly fine and never eat any vegetables or never eat any non-processed foods. So the issue with processed foods, and this is why people can sometimes gain weight. I made a post about this as well.
Yeah.
You can eat 1,500 calories of chicken breast, and mm-hmm. you can eat 1,500 calories of Oreos, and you'll gain weight eating the Oreos, but not the chicken breast. And the reason is because protein has a higher thermogenic cost in your body, so you actually burn more calories digesting protein.
You work harder to break it down.
Right, and so chicken breast is also mm-hmm. a non-processed food, which means you're not going to absorb as much of it, which is fine, because you're going to absorb less calories from it. But the Oreos are a processed food, mm-hmm. and you're going to absorb a much higher percentage of the Oreos than you will the chicken. So that's why you can gain weight eating the same amount of calories of chicken and Oreos, but not gain weight with the chicken, but you will gain weight with the Oreos.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. Is like calories in, calories out is the bottom line, but there are so many factors that go into the bottom line that it's hard to say like, oh, I'm eating this much, but I'm not losing weight. I'm like, okay, well, then you're not in a calorie deficit.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah. And you do feel a lot fuller when you eat 1,500 calories worth of chicken, probably.
Probably disgusting.
1,500 calories worth of Oreos.
See, guys, I told you he knows what he's talking about. So, you got a person who wants to get healthy, very first time, brand new client. And I hear you, and you've mentioned it a little bit. But where do you start? This, you know, I want to change my lifestyle or whatever. Do I start with eating right? Do I start with exercise, going to the gym, getting a membership? What do I do?
I would say you start with the thing that somebody can stick with. So I know that's a pretty vague answer. Yeah. And unfortunately, most of the time in health and wellness fitness, it's mm-hmm. going to be it depends. That's going to be the answer to pretty much every question. Yeah. So if I get somebody that comes in, they're like, you know, I haven't worked out in a long time, but I don't mind the bland foods because I just hate working out. I'm like, okay. So why don't we start with like looking at your diet and trying to get that right first, because nutrition's the base. Nutrition's the base of health, wellness, fitness. So, like, and then from there, let's negotiate. You know, it's almost like negotiating a business.
Yeah.
What if we work out once a week? Why don't we try that? First and foremost, do an hour weights cardio.
Right.
Cool. That's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start with, okay, what can you sustain? Now, if it's the flip side, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm addicted to junk food. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel about working out? Love working out. I work out every day. Cool. So I don't even have to focus on that, because they already want to do it.
Yeah.
So then we'll look at the nutrition side for that person, because I'm like, okay, you have this junk food that you love a lot. You eat it every day. So why don't we just say, why don't we try to eat it every other day? You know, first and foremost, let's start with every other day with Twinkies. Well, whatever it is. I don't know.
Twinkies. That sounds good, doesn't it, Nathan?
Yeah.
I looked at Nathan, Twinkies. It's going to be your nickname for the day, Nathan. Twinkie. What's up, Twinkie?
I already get called that. Okay. Wow.
Nathan's that moving on.
Real quick.
Take all the focus off of me now. Okay, Twinkie. So I was going to ask a question because I'm a first responder and I'm in the medical field. I'm a flight nurse. So we get busy and we may be on a call. How do you, like, are there good, like, on the go? I guess it depends on everybody, but what do you think about, like, Quest bars and those, like, protein bars? Do you think that's more crap food, or is there, like, some substance to that?
No, I don't think they're crap food. I mean, I think they have their purposes, right? So I eat these complete cookies that I would not recommend everybody eat.
Are they the... Are they by, like, Larry and Lenny something?
And Larry, yeah.
And you like those?
I do enjoy the taste of them, but they're okay. I don't eat them often. But if I have a day that's super busy, I can still track it
okay.
and make it fit my macros for the day.
Okay.
So I don't think any of them are bad per se. I don't think that there's such thing as bad food. I think there are bad diets.
Yeah.
I think you can eat a hamburger and make it fit as long as you're hitting your vitamin and mineral needs for the day and your macros are in line. I think you can make any of that stuff fit. It might be really hard.
Yeah.
If you eat 80 grams of fat from a 16-ounce ribeye, it might be really hard to make the rest of your day work. But you can do it, for sure. I mean, some people do the carnivore diet, which is exclusively meat.
Yeah.
So their fat intake sometimes can get pretty high.
Yeah.
But they can make it work. Tons of people lose weight doing it. Some people say they feel really good doing it. So who am I to say it's not the right thing to do? You know, if you like it and it's going well for you, then keep doing it. And now, if we run into an issue with, like, high cholesterol or bad blood pressure down the road because you're eating so much red meat, then we can look at a little bit of a lifestyle change. Not necessarily changing from doing the carnivore diet, but just changing the type of meat that you're consuming all the time to maybe lower some of those blood markers.
Yeah. Cool.
So this was a question that was specifically, you know, for me. This is me asking you this, not just a random question, but, you know, you read all these things about, you know, after you turn 40 and all that, you know, you're not
able
to...
It's all downhill from here,
Well,
Nathan.
Just, you know, the inability to, you know, put on muscle like you used to, obviously, and that has been true for me, but can I, after 40, still get into really great shape and be able to maintain it?
Absolutely. So there was a study done with Masters Olympic athletes, so not like current Olympians, but Masters Olympians, and they didn't see a physical drop-off in their performance to a significant degree until almost age 70.
Okay.
So most of the time when you see people in their 30s, 40s, 50s that say that they can't work out or that they can't work out like they used to, they usually... You can usually trace it back to either unhealthy lifestyle or sedentary lifestyle. So if you stop working out for a significant period of time, starting up again is tough. But if you consistently work out into your 50s, 60s, 70s, I post videos all the time of 90-year-olds that are deadlifting 400 pounds. Or,
wow.
Dang.
I posted a video the other day of a 92-year-old woman that deadlifted 306, I think.
Makes me feel really weak.
So
really weak.
A lot of that came from... you know, consistent movement, consistent training for a majority of their lives.
Thanks.
So you definitely can. A big thing that gets in the way of that is life. You know,
sure.
Usually when you're 40s, 50s, you're in a much different stage of life than when you're in your 20s, like I am.
Yeah.
The gym and training and everything is most of what I do during the day. I don't have a ton of things that I need to be handling.
Right.
So a lot of times the biggest issue is lifestyle factors more so than a physiological inability to put on muscle or maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. Okay. Now, time in the gym. Like for me, a couple of years ago when I was, you know, working out every day, I was getting it down because I don't like living in the gym. And there are some guys who do, and they'll be in there, you know, 3 or 4 hours or whatever, and, you know, you'll post it and all that. But I got it down where I was doing it like 17 minutes. I could get a workout in 17 minutes and I was very satisfied with the results. Is that too low? And I know everybody's different, so you got to tailor it to your own needs, but I mean, is there a certain amount of time that you want to be spending in the gym or?
So, again, it depends, right? That's a subjective question. It depends what your goals are. So if you are, let's say somebody in a high risk category. So like if you're approaching obese or if you are in one of those high risk categories for, cardiovascular disease, I would recommend somewhere around the government guideline, which is about 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity per week. because it's been shown to lower the chances of type 2 diabetes by about 58% mm-hmm. which that is huge for yeah. somebody on one of the verge of one of those high risk groups. I would say for you, you look like you're in pretty good shape, Twinkie, you know, so, you look like you're in pretty good shape and you look like you're still relatively fit. I think you could get a really good workout with intentional time. So if you get in there, you warm up, you get right to it. I think 30 minutes a day can be enough for most people as yeah. long as it's intentional exercising. If you just get on the treadmill and you just slowly walk for 30 minutes, I don't know that that's necessarily enough. But again, depends on your goals, depends on what you're trying to get out of it. If you're trying to get huge, jacked, shredded, I don't know that 30 minutes is enough.
Right.
If you do, you might want to incorporate into a functional fitness type of training where you're hitting weights and cardio kind yeah. of in that 30-minute period together. But if you don't want to do that and you want to do it separately, then I would say you probably need a little bit more time
yeah.
to be sure you're hitting all your muscle groups and then hitting them enough during the week.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't have to be every day, too.
Yeah.
Most people work out 3 to 4 days a week, and I would say for majority of people, that's plenty.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, but if I'm specifically focused on glamour muscles like my boy Josh over here, I would show you that, folks. Kidding. No, because normally I spend the majority of my time, you know, sitting, you know, as I'm circuit trainer or whatever with, you know, mainly making posts and, you know, creating memes. That's a joke, folks. Don't do that.
So you're the guy that takes up time on the machine while everybody's waiting.
Set that's right. Yeah.
Like, would you get off that machine? I need to use it.
You're curling in the squat rack. Everybody wants you to go home.
Yeah. Like, geez, Nathan.
I've had to curl in the squat rack because at Planet Fitness it gets so crowded and you're just like, man, I need to get some
work. Everyone loves that guy. Everyone loves the guy curling in the squat rack.
Yeah.
So
that's good. So kind of off topic, but we like to ask everybody that comes on the podcast, how has CBD or cannabis products or Delta 8 or any of that helped with your healthy lifestyle or maybe like your client's healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, I would say that the Delta 8 has been huge for my sleep quality.
Yeah.
So recovery is huge. Like I said, I compete in CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of regards, it's a sport of who can recover better. Because when you recover, your muscles get bigger, you can perform better, you mm-hmm. can lift heavier, you can hold your paces and the cardio implements a little bit better too. Mm-hmm. And so the Delta 8s, I feel like, have helped me get to sleep faster and sleep a little bit harder when I can. I coach the 5 a.m. class at Unikis Athletics Tuesdays and Thursdays
uh-huh.
during the week. So I got to get to bed and then I got to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because I got to get up at 4 to
wow.
be there on time.
Yeah. That's an early morning.
That's early. So the Delta 8s. So before I had the Delta 8s, mm-hmm. sometimes it was hard for me to fall asleep that early.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hard to fall asleep the next day because I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But it was hard for me to fall asleep early. And so the Delta 8s, especially on Mondays and Wednesday nights when I've got to get to bed early,
mm-hmm.
it really helped me get to sleep faster. And then, like I said, my sleep quality feels much better when I use them.
That's awesome. That's good. Yeah, it seems to help a lot of people with sleep and everything. And then it also can cut out that pain and everything too. Mm-hmm. Like if you're sore, like sore muscles. And so it's good to see that it's helping, you know, with your recovery and everything. So.
Oh, absolutely. I live sore. So yeah. that's just my life now.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's good. So.
So, I guess, final thought here. Can you tell us where we can find you, your socials and, everything like that, that might be pertinent to any of our viewers or listeners?
Yeah, sure. So on my Instagram, it's Jake's Coaching, just all one word.
Okay.
My email is jakescoaching@gmail.com. And really, if you have email questions, mm-hmm. I'd be happy to respond. Just to, you know, if you just have a question about nutrition or training, you can DM me on Instagram or email me, either one. I'd love to just have a discussion. I love talking about it. So
yeah, awesome. Clearly.
And where is your CrossFit gym located at?
It's off Hamilton Road in Argyle. So
okay,
you go
cool.
down 377. We got a big CrossFit banner
nice.
Waving on the road there. It's
okay.
a little, it looks like a little back road, but there's a big complex there that's got a bunch of businesses in it.
Awesome.
Yeah. The feeling that you get when somebody I mean, even for nutrition, somebody texted me and said, oh my gosh, I just got another belt loop, or I just got, you know, I got to go buy new clothes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That feeling is amazing.
Yeah. That's
awesome. It's almost like chasing that feeling the whole time. When you help someone get a skill they never thought they'd have in the gym, or I had a client text me the other day that he hit a 300-pound back squat for the first time in his entire life. He thought that was a number he'd never achieve. Like, that feeling is unlike anything else.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm chasing every day when I'm like trying to help people.
Yeah. That's awesome. You get that like true internal reward and everything. Yep, yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely. And, thank you guys for letting me really talk appreciate and ramble, it. You know?
Yeah. So. All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Thank you.